the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hey everyone, this is the end of the week.
Friday.
Oh my god, if I you guys it. Could only
when
see
As becomes
Aaron's...
animated, it's the greatest thing.
It's a thing,
thing
of beauty
right?
When he scats.
It's because it's Friday.
Here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning and happy Friday to all of our listeners. I have a not so happy story to kick off the morning, although it may give you a giggle. A 65-year-old man has been hospitalised after an unusually long and, shall we say, robust karaoke session left him with a collapsed lung, Sarah. So this guy, I mean, people are passionate about their karaoke. Everyone knows what their karaoke song is. People go hard, right?
Hang on. I mean, that is, just stop and pause for a moment and think how hard you'd actually have to sing
the
to
commitment.
Collapse a lung.
Well, look, he was performing his favourite song.
Do we know what song that was that really put him over the edge?
I don't have that information, but let's just say it was...
Barbie Girl.
You're the Voice by John.
It really has to be something big. It has
okay.
to be Barnsley.
Now
or
he had attained those high pitched notes before, so he was like, "I'm going in confident. I'm going in strong." Unfortunately, he belted it out with such gusto that that's it. They had to call the ambos. He was short of breath. He collapsed his lung.
Can't happen, can it?
I love how into it he would have been, though.
I mean, I like a good karaoke session. I can't remember the last time I went.
What's
years
your song?
Ago.
What's your go-to?
Oh, it's Betty Davis Eyes. Her hair was hollow gold. Yeah, what's yours, Lee?
I don't know, something like Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Oh, wow.
Do you have one, Azzy? Are you a closet karaoke?
Probably one? Barbie Girl by Aqua.
But did you realise that a high-pitched note,
no.
if you're not a trained singer, can actually lead to that sort of
I had
condition?
No clue. I was like, surely he's got pneumonia or something underneath and he's pushing
through. No, it's the high lung pressure caused by singing high notes.
Wow. And you better not sing a Barbie Girl. That's very high.
I can do it.
I'm a Barbie
Don't. Girl.
Call the ambulance.
Oh, God. Make it stop.
Those
okay.
two girls.
Guys, I've got a gym nemesis. Oh. I'm absolutely sure of it.
You
it
can
happened.
Make enemies everywhere, can't you?
She really can.
You really
She's got a nemesis
can.
For every part of her life.
She's no. got a school nemesis, no. a work nemesis, a no. grocery shopping nemesis.
The commute to school nemesis.
The bakery nemesis.
Oh, that's the
worst coffee
one.
Nemesis.
Well, you know what it's like when you feel like you're in silent competition with somebody or they're forcing you into competition
I
with
am Mother
them.
Teresa.
Well, here's the thing. I was at the gym last night. And I was on the treadmill. So I'd hopped on. I'd already been on there for 5 minutes or so. And I was entering into my slow jog when all of a sudden I saw this woman enter the gym. And, I mean, she comes dressed slick, right? Long black leggings. Yeah, I've seen her before. Yes, she makes a beeline for me. Long black leggings, black crop top, black sleeveless thing, black, even a black cap. Like, we're inside, love. You're in the gym. Take your hat off. But
I
no.
get it. The
so
hair.
Then she hops onto the treadmill beside me, okay, and I see her sideways, had to have a sideways glance down at my treadmill monitor, and all of a sudden she starts pressing the buttons up, 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 until she's just going 200 metres faster than me in a jog, okay, and then her incline goes up, so she's running faster than me up a hill, and I was like, you know what, you do you, boo, I'll just do me, kept plodding along jogging, so I was jogging for half an hour, all the while I could see this girl watching me out of the corner of her eye. Eventually, she hopped off the treadmill and I thought, oh, thank God for that. She's gone. And I kept going. I slowed down. I thought, I'm just going to do a few stretches before I leave. I did a couple of planks all in silence, just in my own time. But oh, no, old nemesis. I can see her over in the weight section now and she's grunting doing the weights, okay?
She sounds like a well-rounded athlete.
Ooh, I'm like, you don't need to make those noises
well,
at the gym.
You make those noises when you're pushing your body a little bit, Sarah. You don't do a set of weights where you can easily get to the 10th rep.
It's just, I felt like she
rep
was making those noises
have be hard.
So that I knew what? That she was still working out even though I was stretching. That's the vibe I got. Mm. Okay. Now, it may come as no surprise to learn that my gym nemesis is Liz.
What? What the hell are you on, woman?
I think at the gym, you always try and be a little bit better than me.
I didn't even know that was you. I thought it was just like an old lady. I thought it was an elderly lady, like, practicing for, like, I don't know, a light jog around the corner. I didn't even know that was you, Sarah.
That's a lie. You knew exactly it was me and you were trying to be incognito with your hat on indoors.
Listen, when I work out, I'm not interested in who else is there. Just stay in your own lane and let me live my life.
Why do you make such loud noises so everyone has to look at you?
Because I've explained to you that if you are not grunting or using your breath by reps 7 to 10, you need to go up in your weights, don't
you? Send us a message on Instagram, at Liz and Sarah. I'm going to imitate Liz's noises on a weights machine and you tell me if that's okay at the gym.
I think you'll find we'll get more Instagram followers. You do that.
Is there anything the two of you don't do together?
Nothing. And it's driving me bonkers.
We have no life.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I adore my husband, Dane. Love him to bits. But I wouldn't describe him necessarily as the most profound human that's crossed my path. He's practical, Sarah. He says it like it is, but he doesn't often come out with clangers of quotes. You know, he's not, that's not really his shtick. He doesn't really care about quotes that, you know, famous people has said. He just lives his own life.
I mean, I do, he does strike me as the type of bloke who is very still waters run deep.
Yes, that's true. And when he speaks, people do listen. Unlike me, I just speak all the time and nobody listens.
Well, one of my favourite things is when you two are talking and for some reason you put Dane on loudspeaker and I'm right there, but Dane listening to you is a little bit of heaven because all he does when Liz is speaking is like, yeah, 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 yep, yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've trained him well. But what I want to tell you is that the other night, what night would that have been? Wednesday night. We were watching The Bachelor, and it's always exciting when it's the first episode of The Bachelor in the week,
you know? It was
that
dramatic episode.
It was the dramatic episode where Matt Agnew, this year's Bachelor, blows up at the bevy of women because they've had a big bitch fest over someone snitching about someone else, and he says, I've had a gutful, and he walks out on them. And then he the end of the episode, he made a terrible judgment call by not eliminating one of the bad girls.
Well, she's out now, but yeah.
Dane and I watched mouth agape as he presented Monique, one of the bad girls, with a rose. Mm. And Dane just looked at me and he said, isn't this guy meant to be smart, like astrophysicist smart? Mm. And I said, yeah. And he looked at me and he said, Liz, sometimes you need people who can lift the bus, not spell it.
What?
Huh?
And that's what I said. I was like, what? Lift it? Spell it? Why are we talking about buses? And he explained to me that as a blue-collar worker, Dane's a fiery. He's a trained emergency services crew member. And he says that sometimes in those fields, and I guess it would apply across the board, sometimes you have people who come in with the book smarts but don't necessarily have the practical application for those smarts. For example, they can spell screwdriver but they can't use one, can they? And I said, you are the light of my life, Dane.
That's like a fortune cookie.
He is like a fortune cookie, as.
Do you also think he's heard that phrase somewhere and thought, gee, that's good, I'm going to hold that.
He also said to me,
like I do with memes on my camera roll, okay? And he's just thought, this is the time, this is my time to shine. Sometimes you need people who lift the bus, not spell it. Like, does everyone have those phrases that they just think, that sounds cool when someone else says it, I'm going to whip it out at some point?
He's also said to me, don't you dare say that I said that on radio.
That's okay.
It's too good not to share it with the world. I said, honey, you're a genius.
And then he said, yep, 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 yep.
It's those two girls. Good morning.
Then he lifted the bus.
what I'm about to talk about, I feel will just bring you so much joy, more so you than Lee's.
Okay.
Now,
should I just turn her off? I can turn her off for now.
Well, okay. Wait, hold on. It's something that I hate.
Let's talk plot holes in children's movies.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, Aaron, I know you've been sitting on something for ages, but there is a thread on BuzzFeed about plot holes in kids' movies that are driving people bonkers. They can't stop thinking about them. For example, if Cinderella's glass slipper was a perfect fit, how did it fall off?
Oh, great question. Great
also,
question.
Why didn't it disappear at midnight with the rest of her outfit?
Can I just ask, why are we concerning ourselves with the slipper when she has two best friends that are talking mice and also maids? Like, nothing in Disney movies makes sense, guys. Nothing.
Talking mice makes perfect
Pumpkins
sense.
Pumpkins that become vehicles? You're concerned about a slipper?
100% I am.
If Beast was a prince, that would have meant he was highly educated. So why did Belle have to teach him to read?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Why didn't Ariel just write a note to Eric? If she could sign her name at the end of a legal contract.
Yeah, she is a twit.
Why didn't she just write a note and say, mate, witch stole my voice?
Write it in the sand.
Something. But there's a bigger movie. There's a bigger movie that is burning a hole in your sad little 23-year-old
heart. Is it a Disney movie?
Aaron?
I don't know if it's a Disney movie. It would be. This has been bothering me for years, and I mentioned it to both of you a lot. It's not really a plot hole, but more of a question.
What's the movie?
The Parent Trap.
The Lindsay Lohan twin movie, where they go to camp.
The Lindsay Lohan twin movie.
Mm-hmm. And they swap parents.
This is more of a question. I really need a sequel to the movie to wrap things up. At the end, does the dad leave the vineyard to go live with the mum in London, or does the mum leave the dress business to go live with the dad in California? I need to know.
I mean, I would call that is a plot hole because it's a significant...
Yes.
It's a hanging ending.
I really need to
there
know.
There is actually no resolution.
And in my head, I've got a resolution.
What's the resolution?
She leaves to live with him in California because she can run the dress business anywhere. You can't take wine anywhere.
So. No, you need proper climate, don't
See,
you?
See, this is what I mean. These are the things that keep people like Aaron and me awake at night. But you, Lise, no.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. She's dead inside.
I don't care for Disney. I love saying things just to hurt you. I do care for Disney.
Those two girls.
Here comes the one. Na, 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 na.
I'm only one. Word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
That's it. As that tune suggests, it is the one word song game where Az plays us one word of a popular song and we have to jump in with title and artist. Now, the other person can steal. If you need to sing it, Sarah, and you don't know the title and artist.
Oh, I know, you'll steal it. You've
I
done
can
that before,
steal it
sister.
From you. What is the current score?
Current score is 12-6.
Yes, to me, in my favour.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's kick it off. Word number one is...
Jane.
Tones and I, Monkey Dance Monkey.
No. Lise Carla for the win.
Oh, gosh, that is... one of my faves at the moment.
That was very quick.
Very. See, I've made them a bit easier now. Oh. We had no win last week.
Okay.
Word number two.
Denied.
Denied. It sounds like Katy Perry. Play it again.
Denied.
It does sound like Katy Perry.
I've never heard the word deny in a song before.
You have.
Denied.
You just can't think of
denied.
It.
Denied.
Denied.
I'll give you guys a clue if you want.
No.
Yes.
She's been in the news this week.
Oh. Teenage Dream, Katy Perry.
Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus. Malibu. Shivers. No one
could Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball.
Too late, you're out.
Oh.
I came in like a rainbow. Oh. I never hit so hard.
All right. You need this point, Sarah, to get across the line. Or to take it to a tiebreaker, I mean.
Okay.
This is word number three.
Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake. Sorry by Justin Bieber. It's definitely JT.
I don't know.
Tell me you love me. Why don't you leave me all alone?
Oh, is it all alone? I thought it was all alone. This is not good.
What is it? Hold on. On the phone.
I'm going to time you out.
No! I went. Oh my God, this is going to drive me bonkers.
We're just going
Shut up, Sarah.
I haven't been able to think because you've been singing.
Cry. Why did you leave me? Cry by Justin Timberlake. Cry me a river!
The winner!
I am so stressed. I am so stressed.
That takes us to 13-6 in Lisa's favour.
Oh, my God. You know what? I wish that I could play for a listener because I feel that whoever jumps on this train, I'm taking it all the way.
We're back Monday from 5.
Have a good weekend, guys.
I'm exhausted.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the one-word song game. Do we want a bonus round or do we not
Can
care?
I just say I'm so exhausted after that round of one-word song game. I'm emotionally exhausted. There's a video that's going to accompany it,
there
right?
There is a video. Is a there a video? A little behind the scenes look at what actually goes into this.
I hope you put a filter on it because I'm not looking my best.
The funny thing
moment.
Is, in Hashtag the beginning no filter. Of this game, I was quite competitive and it really annoyed me that you were so far ahead. Now, it just brings me so much happiness when you win because I know the shenanigans that go into you getting there.
Because it's so satisfying. It's like scratching an itch when you just cannot get the name of the song and then finally the heavens open.
Do we want a bonus round?
Yes! Yes!
Are the buzzers on?
What is... Oh, shivers. Oh, Sarah, don't bang it like that.
Do we... Let's go buzzer free.
Hold on. She's stuffed it. Do I go... Do I click on the user?
I'll come round.
We love you, Aaron.
I don't know what happens
Never
here.
Leave us, Aaron.
I have to log in.
Oh, also, can I say I can't believe I have to see you again tonight.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Thanks for the invite.
Sarah.
Lise, at the moment, is slitting her wrists with her access card into work.
Let's do that word.
Okay. Yes.
Hang on,
hang
Sarah.
On, sad again. I was just... Thunderstruck AC/DC.
I didn't even hear it, guys.
Well, that's... Sarah cry me a river.
I'm going.
Wow.
I'll see you in 3 hours.
What are you guys doing tonight?
That was a ghost. That was a go. That's like you don't need the screaming goat.
We're going
anymore.
To a celebrity party.
No, we are not.
Oh, it's just the thing that you guys invited me to, but I didn't want to come to.
Also.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta start getting ready now if I'm gonna leave the house in 8 hours.
Bye.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.